Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Earl. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 18, Chicago. Recap of Episode 16. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
You know, we've been waiting all year, and by year, I mean 12 months long for us to get to this point. And apparently so has it something to be, because she says, I'm so ready because I'm going to be the unpopular opinion, LOL, I'm probably going to get some hate mail. If you're thinking the same way I'm thinking, welcome to the club. I'm not only a client, I'm the president.
We shall see. It does seem like this started in October, didn't it?
It did start a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it started in October. I feel like it was because Married at First Sight Austin is going to start in October 2025. And so I think this started in October. I'm like, Jesus, this thing takes forever.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like that's new. Married at First Sight has been known to drag some stuff out. But This is probably the first time they've dragged it to. Everybody goes, you know what? How did we get here? It's decision day already. I'm noticing that on a lot of the comments. People are like, wait a minute. How did we get here? Where did this time go? I'm like, oh, my God. How much more do we have? No. We've been here a long time. This is nuts. Shout out to everybody checking in all from everywhere. Kelly in Colorado. I'm assuming that's where CO is. Globe Hopper in Miami. Semi, what's up? And shout out to everybody recognizing Hump Day, because apparently that's the theme of Married at First Sight right now.
Everybody is a... If you can't hump the one you want, hump the one you're with. I guess they don't go by that.
Hump the one you're on the treadmill with.
Yeah. I've never had any romantic feelings happen on a treadmill for me, but maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Yep, obviously not on the treadmill in the proper way. By the way, Miss T, welcome, said I finally made it to the live crew. Yes, welcome. Welcome to everybody in the replay gang who finally made it to the live crew. And if you're part of the replay gang because you just missed this one today, it's okay. Do us a favor, especially you in the live crew. Hit that like button, okay, please. I know we said it on the way in. Want to make sure we remind everybody as more people keep coming in. Make sure you hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. Nubian Mahogany says, I'm ready to go over all the shenanigans. So are we. And sincerely, Shumarell says, hey, gentlemen, I'm so glad we have ADT with us to watch this live. Yes, I feel protected and safe. I was wondering if anybody caught that. I made a note of that. I wanted to see if anybody caught that because they're God Almighty. I don't know what they paid, but they're like, we need you to weave. And I know how this goes. They go, okay, make it in normal, natural conversation.
Just subtly throw it in.
You know, we'll get to that in just a little bit, because that was so terrible. The first time was bad, and this time was just as bad, but they were slick. They were a little smoother this time, but it was still bad. Let's kick things off, man. You ready to get this going?
I am. Let's do it.
Let's get to this. Where we left off last episode, this one, Madison and Michelle. Madison's like, you can come in here with just guns a-blazing? And to which you would say,
yes, I am.
And right,
I'm your Huckleberry. Sure am. Coming right in. Guns a-blazing. Which is funny because in reality, if this was in the streets, mm-hmm. Madison would fold up Michelle. We know that. But watching
like
Michelle,
too much evidence. Too many cameras.
Watching Michelle come in all, you know, aggressive, I loved it. And Madison's trying to act like it's all no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, there are a couple of things. And if you're Madison, you're like, girl, calm down. I will fold you into a pretzel right now in front of these folks if you keep this up. And two, why are you so pissed? We know you don't like the dude. What's wrong with you? And that's the question I have. Why is Michelle still so pissed?
Because you got lied to. If this would have been in the streets and these would have been two sisters, somebody would have got their weave yanked off and they'd been getting uppercutted. Just right, hold hair on the hair. Because you just kept lying to her face. And that's what's pissed Michelle off, is that she got lied to. And I'll be honest, I'm petty. Mm-hmm. I'm a Scorpio. I feel that. I'm like, no, I'm going to get to the truth of this lie. And she's right for calling out Madison, but Madison shows no remorse.
None.
To me, she seems diabolical about it. And then David, she says she likes David, and David chimed in, I like her too. I'm thinking, David, why?
Hey, you know why? Because it's only going to piss Michelle off even more. And when did Michelle become a thug? What, you need David to protect you? No, we know you got security to protect you. That's why you talk it up like this right now. Michelle says it's a principality.
Yeah, it's the principles in it. That's just exactly what it is. That's why Michelle, she's not mad because she wanted David. It's the principle.
You know, that's true, because like Crystal Kay says, Madison pretended to be Michelle's friend. What did Michelle do to Madison?
Yes.
Now that I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that at all. Absolutely right.
Yes. If that was me and one of my friends, how my wife, there'd be some furniture moving. Like, there's no coming in guns blazing. It's just blazing. Boom.
But do you at least give David some credit for coming to the aid of his blonde queen?
No, okay. I don't. He needs to go sit in the corner and shut the hell up for a bit.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because when Michelle goes to talk to MMN Camille, right? One of the things that she's still upset. Now, by the way, I hate that somebody pointed this out, because now I can't unsee it. I hate that the sisters allowed themselves to be drawn into this BS, because Michelle going to the sisters, just only talking to the sisters about what's going on, right? And then she hears David laugh. At least they hear me just laughing.
You know, the producers are like, hey, y'all should go check on her. But also, she doesn't know who she can trust right now, because she thought she can trust Madison. She can't. Carla's too flighty, so you won't want to get her involved in the conversation. You might as well go to MM and Camille.
Yep. Well, she did. The thing that I had the problem was, I think, like, Camille, you're in there, you know, talking to Michelle about all this stuff, when you need to be in the room tending to your husband's needs with your selfish. All right. You know what I mean with her being selfish.
I get Thomas was like, hey, you go ahead. I'm going to sleep. I mean, sometimes you want a night off. You're not hooking up every night.
Well, that's because he's tired. He's tired. He's like, this is not being reciprocated.
Give my mouth a break. So yeah, you go check on all that. I'm going to sleep.
Like, what is going on? And the interesting thing about this is Michelle says, you know, she has enough to say, and then he says, I wasn't trying. You weren't. Look, I know I said I was going to have smoke for Madison and David this week, but I'm still starting with Michelle, because Michelle is acting like she's pissed about this and acting like you were trying. You weren't. Matter of fact, Pastor Cal, you got some coming to you too later on in this episode.
I agree with Michelle's anger, because it's not that she's upset over David. Mm-hmm. It's the disrespect from someone you thought was a friend and lying to your face. Mm-hmm. And then he constantly lying to her face. I'd be just as pissed.
I get being upset about the lying. That not like she cares. It's more of an, okay. She's more upset about being made to look a fool, right? That's what
exactly. You make me look like Boo Boo the Fool on TV. And think, but I'm stupid. I'm not stupid.
She made herself look stupid when she said, Thomas, like, Madison knows more about David than I do. Yeah. You know why?
Because she would talk to David and ask questions.
And not want a pat on the back for talking to him for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Of course she knows more. You didn't care to know anything. You knew basement dweller, no savings. I'm good. That was it.
You were done at that point.
Man, please get me. Look, the thing that made me mad too, besides her just dragging the sisters in there, is that MM packed up and rolled out. Like, why are you going? Girl, you better
stay.
Why
should she stay? What does she got?
Did she show up there with somebody? No, she was fine by herself getting out there. Hey, do like Alan, grab an Uber.
But her main friend out of that girl group is Michelle.
Oh, boo.
So she was like, I guess I'll go ahead and leave too.
Michelle just trying to get to be MM's roommate. That's all. She wants to upgrade from her simple lifestyle apartment. It's funny you should say that, because Tish says, because Michelle is her homie. Nah. Chocolate. As soon as it says Michelle was like, yo, that's my ride.
Yeah.
Look, and here, Danny, I know she drove up with MM, right? I know that. But if I'm MM, I'm about to enjoy this weekend, damn it.
I'd leave. I'd be like, this is too much going on. I have other stuff I can go do. Mm. I don't need to kick with all these, especially MM single.
Yeah.
You might as well go ahead and leave.
Yeah, she might be out in them streets now.
Yeah.
Go play video games with somebody who cares. So we did get to see, where is it? I thought I had them here and I must have, there they go. Madison and David. Mm. Oh, don't they look so happy? Look at them.
They do. You know, what bothered me is the next day, Madison's like, I really want to talk to Alan. I'm like, shit.
Why are you acting like you care how Alan feels?
You don't
care.
You don't.
You didn't care when you were creeping back in the apartment at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you cared nothing about Alan. You don't need to talk to him.
You know, here's the thing that's about it, too. Did you notice that she tried to break out those WWTs, the fake WWTs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like how it just happened. It's not my fault. We were working out on the treadmill and just all of a sudden the feelings. It just happened. What do you do?
Yo, by the way, interesting here because as we put them up on the screen, Chocolate Sooner with the about to throw up emoji, Globe Hopper, gross. Jocelyn says, oh my God, not another. I'm a good person. Michelle says they look stank. And Toy just puts it simply, boo. Mm. Do you see what Lovey said, though? You notice that every criticism Big Madison had for Alan, it applies to David. David, pot belly, messy hair, slouchy clothes, and messed up teeth.
Okay, but David goes to the gym and works out regularly. He might still have a pot belly. That's all she wants is somebody that goes to the gym and works out regularly.
Yeah.
And David lifts big weight. So David can lift. He might not be slim and trim, but think of it like a baseball, like a catcher in a major league baseball team. They're big dudes, but they can lift some weight. And that's David.
Like an offensive lineman. A sum to be who says, personally, I think the David and Madison are being overly crucified. Everyone knew each other for less than 8 weeks. They're being villainized like it's been 5+ years married with love and happiness.
Okay, so someone brought violence to the chat. All right, let's talk about that. Because I understand where you're coming from. And I said the same thing when all this went down.
Yeah.
The issue is the lying and disrespect that happened to Alan and Michelle. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. I don't think anyone's upset that, hey, you have feelings for someone else. You're my wife, didn't work out. I don't think that's the issue. It's the fact that you lied straight up in people's faces. And Alan looks like an ass throughout this whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's what why people are crucifying him, in my opinion. At least that's where my anger is coming from.
Oh, you've got anger, sir.
I got anger towards these two. Because I'm like, y'all
like
messed
me
up.
When I'm angry.
Yeah. I got annoyed by these two.
Hilarious. We got to get back to them, but let's get to this Camille Thomas and the ADT commercial, right? How terrible was this, man? I'm so glad we had the ADT system to give me a peace of mind to sleep.
Yeah, that's what gave her peace of mind. I think
it was Thomas's neck brace that gave her peace of mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what made her feel safe was ADT.
Oh, maybe ADT stopped Madison from sneaking in and stealing her husband, too. Stop. This spouse is protected by ADT. Step back, Madison. Back. Give him 50 feet.
Bedroom door open. Bedroom door open. Alarm.
Streetwalker advancing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yo, I feel Thomas in the space. He said he feels foolish for defending David, knowing that he lied to everybody. Because he lied to the guys too, right?
Yeah, he lied to everybody. And so that's what Thomas's beef, which I can respect that. He's like, I'm Team Michelle on this because I had this guy's back. He's been lying to me and everybody else. I can't.
Lucy B, you off the chain.
Wow.
Thomas said you can get ADT. Which I'm glad you brought that up, and this is perfect timing. Great segue, because when Camille kept saying, eat you, Thomas was like, well, when are you going to eat me, goddammit?
Yeah, damn.
He's looking at the bed.
I do that all the time. I'm waiting on your turn.
He's like, when you go send me one of them texts.
So. I guess decision day. I'm going to wait till decision day to to get a mic check.
Oh, my God. So we get to see David waking up on the couch, you know, his normal spot. And I like how Juan played it cool when he saw him first, right?
Yeah. Hey, man, you want some coffee? How you doing?
It's funny because you could and this is not, it didn't seem abnormal, because anybody who's caught in some mess like that is always expecting everybody to come around and start talking about the mess. Right. So he's kind of waiting for him to say, like, oh, yeah, man, I might need something to wake me up. All right, calm down. And Juan kind of played it really cool in the way he dealt with him in this conversation. I know you kind of like that.
I loved it because he was honest yet direct. Mm-hmm. But in a way that it wasn't to shut David down or make David feel attacked. Because Juan just had to say, what's your next step? And so David, do you have any advice? And I think Juan said, you know, you got to be very tactful with whatever you do. He said, the issue isn't that you and Madison like each other. The issue is the way you guys did it, which that's what everyone's upset about, is how they did it. And then Juan tells David needs to apologize to Alan. And he and Madison are starting off on a bad note. I'm like, yes.
Now, I liked his response too. I thought it was great. Globe Hopper here says Juan's response, C plus, caller's response, which we'll get to in just a bit, A plus plus. Here's the thing. I think y'all are forgetting what Juan said, because y'all tuned him up because of the mustache, right? And the goat, you know, and well, the full goatee really is. And the thing about it is, he remember he said, a big part of him was like, how can I be around these people? You know, he pulled out his Dave from Love is Blind. Not Dave. What was the other guy?
Ben
from Love is Blind. And that kind of hit David a little different. He's like, damn, that almost makes me feel like I should leave.
Yeah, dude, because you're messy. You messy. You caused some stuff.
You know what else I like? I like when Juan said, don't take all the guilt, because it took two of y'all. Madison took some of the smoke, too.
He did. And oh, I like how he said, you're going to have issues with trust if this is the way that y'all got together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, finally, to me, Juan's given some just great advice.
Yes. So I think he did good. By the way, Leah says Juan and Carla are a better match than they realize based on the advice. Except the advice for them, each other, and for themselves. Okay, so. There's that.
Well, a lot of people give great advice on other people's relationships, and then they're terrible in their own choices. So,
Michelle says that mustache is white van vibes.
Yeah.
You think so?
Wasn't a fan.
By the way, Nikki B, is this what you think they were feeling? Because she says Juan and Carla felt used to help hide in plain sight.
Well, I think Carla probably felt that way because she didn't realize that she was being used so they can all hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. You know, once they get done, we get to see Madison and David again, our new couple, as he goes into her huge, huge bedroom. That thing was an apartment. That thing was bigger than Ike's whole apartment.
Huge bedroom. And I like how he just hopped up in the bed like this isn't the first time. He's like, hopped up in the bed together.
Comfortable. She goes, no, not really. Without you.
Yeah.
What'd you think of their fake conversation here?
I agree. Because I think they've been strategic on how they played this whole conversation at the retreat. Everything about it. But David asked what she's planning to do. And Madison says she wants to talk to a few people before she leaves. And David said he didn't want to leave her high and dry by herself. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not going to leave her dry. We know that.
As Karen points out, in Alan's bed. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not going to leave her dry. But then what's funny is David says he wants to show Madison all the sides that Michelle didn't get to see. So here you're starting to see, like, David really has this. This is what happens when men cheat, right? When dudes cheat, they hook up with somebody and like, oh shoot, she could be the one, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. Now, I know there was no big romantic relationship between him and Michelle, but he's ready to kind of go all in. Mm-hmm. And Madison says, yeah, I want to build up their friendship foundation first.
It's funny you should bring up that friendship part, because Crystal Renee says, are they friends? Everybody met at the same time. I think Mads was friends with David first. I think it was the tacos.
Which is that a metaphor?
Oh, by the way, something to be says, I'm not done with the smoke. I'm sorry again. The reason I showed David grace is because he just kept making sure Madison was okay during this. Regardless of how you feel about his lying, he made sure his blonde queen was taken care of, even though the camera crew and the producers are devilish for showing how patchy the back of her weave was.
But it's something to be. What do you think he did to Alan? So, yeah, he's made sure Matt's okay, but he has screwed over Alan, who was his friend. Toya C, yes. I'm with you. I'm sorry. That's just a bad move. Bad move altogether. And, yeah, bad move altogether. I won't harp on it.
By the way, Prime Napa says no one cares about cheating until they're the ones being cheated on. That's the thing right there. That's a big thing, because if you're not the one involved, it's not that big a deal.
It's just y'all only together a year. What's the big deal? It didn't happen to you. It's the lie and disrespect. Honestly, I think that's what it boils down to, people getting cheated on. It's the lying and the sneaking around and how it got done under their nose and they didn't see it. That's what would piss them off. That's what would piss me off.
Speaking of sneaking, Happy Gardener says Madison is the sneaky of these two sneaky links. Can't trust that garden tool. Damn.
Yeah, see, I'm not that harsh, something to be. See? I don't respect her, but I'm not going to call her a garden tool.
Oh, my God. It's interesting because in this conversation, this fake conversation, Madison says they're not jumping into dating. And David thinks that this is just for the cameras. But little does he know, this is going to come up a number of times throughout this episode, right?
Yep. Yeah, he's going to realize, oops, this is not what I thought this was going to be. I thought we were in love. I thought we were about to get married.
what is us? So we see Madison come downstairs. She goes and she has a sit down with Camille and sober Carla. We're going to differentiate when this changes, because it does happen pretty quickly. And Carla came in looking like she got a good night's rest, enough time to get dressed and get her hair done. And she was ready, clear-headed. Again, note that she wants to have this conversation, because she's like, no. I want to make sure I get this all out.
I want to go downstairs, have mimosa, and let me hear what this chick has to say. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I'm going to speak my piece, and I'm going to smoke this blunt.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm a ballet in a game of basketball. But before we get to to her swan basketball, what did you think of this conversation? Because she kept it a G, right? Very upfront with Madison, that she would never cross that boundary, even though Madison was there trying to stick to the lie.
Yeah, no, I loved what Carla had to say, because she said it was hard to hear, because she said Michelle opened up to us about everything that was going on. And there should have been a conversation with Michelle before all this blew up. She was just holding her to the fire. Then she said, I've been the closest with you, and now I feel uncomfortable realizing that I was hanging out with you, David and Alan. She goes, she also said, this is grimy. I mean, she was hitting her with some real true facts.
She says, it's grimy, dude. But here's the thing. She also dropped some tea that they've been hanging out outside the experience.
Yeah.
So, because when we say, oh, friends, how? They just barely know each other. And this is the tea that Carla drops that they left in. Thank you for revealing that, because we would have thought the same thing. Like, come on, y'all barely seen each other. But no, we've been hanging out outside the experience. Yep. When the cameras aren't there, we've been hanging out. You and I have been the closest.
Yeah. And I love when Carla said, there's a million men in the world. And this experience, we are each other's safety net. Mm-hmm. She said that she would not want to surround herself with women that do this.
Mm-hmm. I love that she did that, man. Yeah. I mean, because she's, when you talk about standing on business, she was standing on business. You say what you want about Carla, there's enough to say. but she was straightforward there.
We see here from Madison, this is why a lot of women don't have a lot of female friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this.
Yep. People, I mean, and everybody's right there. Rita Fahmy says, yeah, Carla wasn't playing. D. Michelle says, Carla for expert. Toya C. says, such a classy read. oh, my God. Candace says, Carla, this is why Madison needs to be drugged by her scalp. Hold on now. CXM says, we do not condone violence. CXM says, I love Carla's energy. Lady J says, Carla was high as hell and got Madison together real good. Not yet. Hold on.
Yeah.
Her eyes were wide open. When she did that talk with the producers, which, you know, they had you first, then you. And Carla, put that down. Get over here, please. Carla's eyes were like halfway. And that's when she was like, I said my piece. I got it out clearly. Now let's get to the good stuff.
Let me go. Let me hit this blunt and I'll be back.
Yo, because she was, by the way, and people are all talking about it, but Carla did this too. Remember at the 1 month anniversary, she was the one standing up. And like, come, hey, Emma, come on, let's not even do this.
Yeah.
She pulled her away from that. Barbara says, Carla's a stand-up woman. Leah says, I love Carla. She's so real. And Lovey, of course, glad Carla said, nah, we can't be cool after this. And you got to respect that because that she's like, we don't vibe. Birds of a feather flock together and you ain't part of my flock.
But I just wonder how many of Madison's close female friends are going to watch this and be like, ooh. I know you, but just watching what you did on TV, that just changes it a bit. I think it'd have to change it a bit.
I'm going to tell you why it doesn't. We'll get to that in a little bit because some to be still, they all think Carla had smoke. Some to be got smoke. Said Carla should have shown Juan the same smoke.
For what? What did Juan do? He's not interested.
Nothing. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's not interested. He's being nice to her. He's not being rude to her. He's not trying to hook up with the other wives. He's just being a good guy that doesn't want to touch her. What's wrong with that?
That is a good point. By the way, Subu says that sister of hers, meaning Madison, should watch her husband. Because her husband and David, as Auntie did put out last week. Was it last week? Yeah, earlier this week. She said
last week.
She showed her pictures. And they're like, wait a minute. He's like, well, this is what my sister has. And she looks very happy. I would like to sample that Baskin-Robbins ice cream, please. So she did. Interesting, because as they do all of that, then Madison, as Carla sets those boundaries, Madison basically cuts her off. So Madison tells David she's leaving.
Yep.
And she's headed back to the city because I don't need no more smoke. I'm good. I'm
taking my Barbies and I'm going home. Done.
Wait, so here's something. I don't know if you saw this. Sumter B says, Carla was on David's side at the after party, so did something change after the show wrapped filming?
I don't know. I didn't watch the after party.
But you got to think of, okay, so here's the thing about the after party, right? Even though they've already gone through everything, they have to stay within that episode. They can't move forward. That's why you hear them saying, well, you know, I'm this. Even though, you know, like, they still have to go like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm at this moment, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling like I am trying. I am doing this. They have to stay in that moment because it's supposed to be as if they're watching it with us and they haven't moved forward. So they have to act like you haven't seen the rest of it and they haven't lived the rest of it. And that's why. So there's that. By the way, thank you, Agent O, who says, I love watching Carla's gummies kick in because they really kind of did.
That's what's great about gummies, though, am I right? It's like you can take it. It could be an hour. It could be 2 hours. Who knows? But it's going to be a fun day.
and we do get to see that in a little bit. But first, Alan returns, right?
Yeah.
And first we see him inside with Camille and Carla. Carla still hasn't had that gummy. She probably just took it. She hasn't kicked in fully yet, right? You notice how reserved he was with the women, but pretty different when he spoke to the guys?
I think he came in pretty nice with the women because they were more comforting,
mm-hmm.
right? you know, keep in mind, Emil was the one that was comforting him the night all this happened. Mm-hmm. And so this is his first time really engaging with Camille and Carla. And they gave him a hug because they understood what he's going through. So I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. So something else that I noticed that while he was talking with Carla and Camille is that Carla seemed genuinely shocked when Alan said, Madison said if she wanted out, she would, like, I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to be here. Like, if she wanted out, she said she would tell him that. And he's said that a number of times. We've heard her say that. And Carla seemed genuinely shocked when he said that.
Yeah, because it makes sense. He felt like there was a carrot mm-hmm. that was getting dangled in front of him. And she did keep saying that, you know, I want this to work. And if I didn't want to be here, you know, I wouldn't stay and all this other stuff. So it led him to think there was hope.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I noticed, and I noticed, I knew that the live crew would not let this slide. Alan came back and said, let me grab my seasoning.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, she likes it too. She says, Alan said, let me get my seasonings back. Yeah, he black.
Yeah. Alan knows how to put some seasoning on his stuff. I liked it. And I like how he just didn't just grab them and throw them in a plastic bag. He's neat. Because he doesn't want to get all those seasonings in the Jaguar.
Right,
so
right.
You got to put them in a Ziploc bag. I'm like, yes, that's how you take care of your stuff, Alan.
If
like
there was food he had cooked, he'd have put it in the Tupperware or some aluminum foil and he'd have been gone. He wasn't playing, boy. So he goes outside after he put the seasoning in the bag in the car. Because, of course, I ain't leaving my car here, right? I got to say that y'all gave Juan hell for what he told Alan last week. But he was right. Be the bigger person.
No. This is where I will disagree with
you.
Yeah, I disagree with you. Mm. I am a Scorpio and I'm petty. If I'm in Alan's shoes, I am not trying to be the better person.
What did he get out of it besides a bruised knuckle? Nothing.
It make me feel better. I can't turn the other cheek on that. Mm-hmm. I'm that petty. You do me wrong like that, mm-hmm. Nah, I can't be cool. You can totally not like me and say I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. Great, but don't do what that's Madison did. No.
Yeah, but then to me, the whole thing, and this is where I like what Juan said here, and just like, hey, and I'm not saying don't get upset. You can be upset, but going around smashing everything is not going to do you any good. Now, granted, he's got the money to pay for it, so cool. I get that. However, don't go dislocating your knuckles because you're pissed off.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You go low, I'm going to get a shovel. I'm going to go deeper.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah,
do that.
No.
Not on camera, obviously. But why hurt yourself? Sincerely, Chimarel says, I'm 5'3". I'll never be the bigger person.
Sorry. Sometimes it's just okay to say, look, I'm petty as shit. So if you're going to do me dirty, be ready because it's coming.
I'm petty too, but my petty is going to make you want to do something. He didn't do anything, and we'll get to that too. He didn't do anything that made her feel bad. Let's be real. He was just doing stuff that's only hurting himself. And that's where I have the problem. I'm not saying don't be upset. Be upset. Be mad. Let it out. But don't let it out in a way that hurts yourself, which is what he was trying to do to himself.
Hey, it's fine. All I'm saying is I can relate. All I'm saying is I can relate.
I get that. But here's the thing. The other part of it that he started kept going with revenge body. He is still hung up on Madison. And that's mm-hmm. the problem. I think it's a big problem.
It's barely been 24 hours that he's gotten this information. So it's not a problem yet. It's still new. The wound is still fresh.
Why? Hey, so did they sleep in the same bed? Hey, dude, don't even ask that for yourself, man. Stop it. I like the guys are like, hey, we don't know, but don't even bother yourself with that.
But it's not like he's an etch-a-sketch that he went to bed drunk and just kind of shakes and wakes up and like, oh, everything's fine. I forgot mm-hmm. everything. No, he's still mad.
I know he's still mad, but damn.
Yeah, no. He's right for everything he feels. I'm with him. If I was Juan, put it like this. If Tara was there, I'd be like, Alan, when do you want to roll? I'm with you. Let's burn it all down.
Yeah, you'd be with him until it was time and the cameras there. You'd be like, yeah, it's
burn
it
all down.
It's on you. You do it.
You was talking all that shit, Alan. Go ahead and light it.
Do it now. Something to be says, I understand, Alan, but as a grown 38-year-old man, you should be able to decide something has no potential instead of holding your partner responsible for the changes. Both are at fault here.
Okay. I disagree with you again. Because, yes, you should. And that sounds great when you're not in the moment and the feelings aren't yours. Mm-hmm. Everything you're saying is the right thing. Mm-hmm. But when you're in the moment, I'm like, Alan, burn it down. Go off. Hulk smash. Straight Hulk smash, Alan. Do it.
Apparently, angry looks good to the women in the live chat, because Chocolate Sooner says, I thought Alan looked sexy AF this episode. No need for revenge body.
Well, because they just saw that, hey, Alan has a backbone.
He was standing in front of the Jaguar, too. He did have seasoning in his hand.
You have some slap your mama seasoning in front of a Jaguar. Somebody's going to be interested in you.
Sister's like, you know what? Oh, my God. By the way, Patricia says, if you have been cheated on, you know that when it happens, you question everything. Yes.
Yes.
Not only even cheated on, when you've been lied to. And
yes.
Again, I don't fault him for questioning everything. I don't fault him for being upset. I am just in the sense of don't go hurting yourself in the process. And there's some things you don't have to do. Take a page out of the woman's book and just ignore. And we'll get to that because, I know
you. Don't ignore, Alan. You rage. You let out. Release the Kraken, Alan. Let it out.
Dear God. I tell you what, release the like button. Do us a favor. Appreciate everybody in the live crew and in the replay gang. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. David comes down. He's leaving. And of course, he's a Cowboys fan because, yeah, okay, of course.
That was the longest goodbye. It's like, dude, nobody wants you here right now.
Right.
You saw just be like, hey, guys, sorry. I kind of messed things up, but just hope y'all have fun. You know, sorry about that. Make it up to you when I can. Leave. Mm-hmm. Don't drag that out. Just go. And you saw Carla? Carla's like, bye, bitch.
Yeah. She
That's when the edible kicked in. She, bye, bitch.
And then we really saw it kick in by the time they went outside because she was so high, she almost won the game.
She's like, what is this, a basketball? Well, if the universe wants it in the hole, it's going to happen. Oh, the universe.
The universe won't let Juan put it in the hole. Yeah. This basketball can, and that's the shoot. That's the shot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. Did you notice, though, when Camille was saying there been multiple times that along the way things could have gone wrong, Thomas is looking at her like, excuse me, ma'am?
Why are you talking about our business? My mouth is tired. I feel like this is a conversation we should be having with this group. I've earned it.
Yo, Redefine Me says, Carla was doing basketball and Pilates.
I've never seen someone use their whole body to shoot a basketball. And still airball.
Well, let's be fair. Thomas shot two air balls first.
Yeah, well, but we knew that was going to happen. He did that. When it was him and Camille doing one-on-one at the court.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Carla's at the, we fly high, no lie. You the
Ballies! I almost forgot about this. D. Michelle, thank you. Remember when we'll get past this trip because it was terrible. Carla said, is this y'all honeymoon?
Yeah, is this y'all's honeymoon or what?
Yo, Carla's shade was off the chain. Oh, my God. We get back to the city. Mm-hmm. And in the city, Michelle is on the phone with Pastor Cal. And Pastor Cal acted like this is the first time he heard that this was happening.
What?
wait.
David, dude, what?
Madison?
Madison? Our Madison that's on the show now? Come on, Pastor Cal. You knew what all went down. You didn't need the phone call from Michelle.
The only thing they didn't do was throw ADT in there for not protecting their...
Wait. Did y'all have the ADT system on? Were y'all rather cheap? Is that maybe what happened? That's what caused this issue?
Yes, because Pastor Calvin, like Chalky Student says, it was doing too much. Sinan's fan says these conversations are so fake. It really is, because why are we acting like Michelle cares? She didn't care. She doesn't care. Stop it.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't care about David. She cares about being lied to.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And disrespected.
And Kiara says Michelle snitching like a little girl. To be fair.
Pastor Cal, let me tell you what they done did. These mofos, these ninjas here.
Daddy says Michelle is the happiest snitch.
I told y'all he wasn't crap a long time ago, and now I got receipts.
Toya C says she actually believed Pastor Cal. He did a great job. Stop it.
Stop. No.
I mean, if I didn't know any better, I probably would be right there with you, but we know better. You know
he
better.
He did a great job acting like this is his first time hearing this.
Yeah.
He did a great job with that.
Now, Michelle gets a visit from Alan, and Alan got brownie points and almost got Michelle right in that moment. He walked in. Oh, this is a nice place. It's not simple at all.
Alan has some style, and say he's not going to say something that crass. But this dialogue was interesting because now that he's had a chance to kind of sleep it over, mm-hmm. you know, Michelle is, even though I think the way Michelle did this with Alan, it was wrong, but it had to be done. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I've had over a week to process this, so I feel bad for you. But they start thinking about how it's been weeks of buildup to Madison and David. And I love that little thing in their head where it's like they've been working out, David hanging out with Madison and her cousin. They love tacos. And then the timestamps, them coming in around the same time, all those nights Madison was sneaking out. I was
The producers did a great job with that.
Yeah.
I just hate that Michelle was like, yeah, I was mad at this whole thing. Him praising her for that, she going, oh, yeah, well, you know, how does it feel? Since you actually cared in your marriage, I know I didn't, you know? And it's the funny thing is she acts as if they were going through the same thing. They were not.
Right.
Because
they weren't.
Alan was trying.
Right.
And the producers couldn't wait to drop this footage. And as they go back and show from the first shot, right, from the toast to all the way, them creep. It's interesting that they walked in exactly the same time.
Yeah.
But he did say they did one up, one down. It's that, right? There's no hiding what was happening. And I like the fact that they showed us that because we needed that. What I also like was that Allison sharing the text that right as he was pulled up, Madison sent him.
Yeah. She says, I know words can't do anything now and how truly sorry I am for hurting you. Mm-hmm. And I love his response. He said, don't message me, please. Nothing you say holds any value in my eyes.
That's how you respond.
Yeah.
That's how you deal with her. Because, yeah. But going to, and punching cabinets, that ain't it.
But you're still mad. You got to get that out. What he did via text was right. Mm-hmm. But he's also still right for smashing shit. I get it.
No. At least don't use your fists. do like a civilized human being. Use a baseball bat. J-Rose says, Michelle Lyon talking about she too mad to cry. Exactly. Exactly. You're not too mad to cry. You don't give enough of a to cry.
She's mad for being disrespected by the girl that she thought was her friend going through the same experience with her. That's what she is so mad about. Mm. It's not about that she's in like David, but when you're going through this experience, you have no one else to really talk to that understands what you're going through. So, yeah, Madison did her dirty.
Yeah, Madison did her dirty. I'm not going to lie. But that whole thing of her playing victim, stop it, Karen. Stop it. Seriously, stop it. We don't need to see those WWTs. We do get to see Alan back in the apartment. And then after he leaves, Madison comes in the apartment, right? So we do get to see these two, even though they're not together, they're in the same space. And I really hate that he did this. Like, ripped it all up, burnt her vows, you know, broke her mug. I'm like, you're showing signs that are not good. And it played out when Madison got in there and she's on the phone with Amanda. And Amanda's like, oh, my God, he's psycho. I'm like, You're playing into their hands. Why are you doing this? You probably liked it, though.
I loved every bit of it. I was like, yes. You just don't pack up your stuff and walk away. You got to leave something. And him tearing up the stuff, burning her vows, and leaving out there for her to see it. Yes. I had a roommate in college one time that ate my... I you know how it is when you're in college, you're broke. So I bought some bags of shrimp that I was going to cook. I go to work one night. I come home. The bag's in the trash. He ate my shrimp. Didn't even ask me about it. Mm-hmm. I took the shrimp bag, put it on his door with a big knife, doom, stuck a knife through it. That's how petty I am.
Okay.
And Alan, I agree with everything that he did here. I have no issue with it.
The difference is that this is, you are just mad. He's heartbroken. This is not going to make him feel any better. Not going to make her feel any worse. She doesn't care.
No.
Madison doesn't have a soul enough to care right now. So it doesn't matter. I mean, to your point and what Sly is saying, Alan spoke in High Valyrian, Sir Dracarys, and burned those vows up. He burned her vows up. He ripped her out of the picture.
Because her vows weren't shit. No, his vows weren't. He meant. Hers were pointless.
Why leave them?
No, I want her to see that I burned it because your words are crap. Oh, your words are lies.
It doesn't matter to her.
No, she felt it. Just that she knows. She can call anyone she wants. Can you believe Terrell did this? Yes, Terrell did that.
Trace World says it right. Madison dodged a bullet because Alan seems a little bit unstable. Be real. Seeing all this, would you tell one of your female friends, yes, date Alan. He's a nice guy. You'd be like, no, that psychopath will go crazy the minute that you
do. I sure would. He's a nice guy, but don't do him dirty like this Madison chick. Let me tell you a little backstory. And they'd be like, oh, well, I would never do anything like that because I have morals. So we're good.
K-Wu-10 says he wanted to leave a message without violence. I mean, I get, but yeah. Sly says I'm super practical. I am very petty, too. I'm just not going to give you my energy in that moment.
Oh, I'm going to give you all the energy. I'm going to give you all the energy.
It doesn't do anything. It just shows that it hurts you. That's all it
does. Yeah, it did. And I'm hurt. I'm going to give you all the energy because it hurts me. Mm. And I can't physically touch you, so I'm going to do all kind of crazy shit. Yes. This could be why I'm single. Maybe because people don't piss me off. don't do me dirty like this. You do me dirty like that. I can't. No. Mm. I'll try my best to look over, turn the other cheek and all that other stuff. But no, sometimes you got to let somebody rage. Let them get it out.
Rage. But it showed that he was actually as crazy as they all thought.
Not crazy at all.
I mean, that's because why. That's all.
Then I'm crazy.
By the way, she leaks the tweet, says, geez, Terrell, I'm sensing a story.
I have a lot of stories, but not a lot of people have upset me. So no one's done me like this. I've had one instance where, I wouldn't pee on her if she was on fire right now. But
I bet you won't tell that story.
One instance. I won't tell that story, but there's only one person that I hate that I would not care about anything.
Cheryl agrees with you. And Tara, thank you, says, sorry, but that looked a little cray-cray. That's my point. You make yourself look bad in that moment. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, this is me now.
Yes. This is Yanni, happily married.
20-year-old Yanni was
of
the same thing, which would be like, you show me you're crazy, I'll show you I'm a little crazier.
Yes, I know 20-year-old Yanni. Yes.
I'm just saying, it's okay to grow. Tessa's like, Terrell gets it. It's okay to be human. Yes.
Yes. It's a natural human emotion. When someone does you dirty, you want them to freaking burn.
However. Okay. Okay. Y'all are nuts for that one. I'm just going to say. By the way, I've been taking notes of everybody who said that was okay. yes, even you, Melissa, talking about Alan gets a pass.
we can be a house divided tonight. On this live and in the replay, gang, we have a house divided. There's Yanni who forgive and let live world, or there's the Terrell side of it where you're like, hey, you're going to die today.
Oh, burn Michelle, it down. Who threw her ex's left shoes away. That means he was right all the time. You should have thrown his right shoes away. You did it wrong. See, that's because you weren't thinking clearly. You weren't thinking practical. He was always right then. He was never wrong. And see, this is the point.
Team Terrell in the chat.
Was she going to keep the album, vials, and mugs? No, but then why burn them? Toss them in the trash. It's okay.
Doesn't matter.
And first of all, and let's be fair, I'm only hoping production was right there with a fire extinguisher. And to show you how crazy this man is, he lit that fire in the kitchen, in an apartment complex, okay? Apartment building. Crazy number one. Crazy Number two, how'd he put that fire out? With his hands.
Yes. Means he meant business. Yeah, it was small. It was a small little fire. Small little paper
y'all
fire.
Nuts.
That was
y'all
fine.
Y'all are nuts. Y'all
no,
are
that
nuts.
Was fine. Team Allen, rage, rage. Let it out. You go off. You let her know when she comes in that house. And she's lucky. I can't say I would have done something to her clothes that was hanging in the deal. I'm not saying yeah. I would, but all I'm saying is if Allen did, I would understand.
Okay, let's go through some of these real quick because I see a lot of these. So I want to put them up here. I want to expose all the crazy people. Tehu, Team Terrell, Sinan's fans, almost caught a case. Got to tame the Scorpio down. Nikki B, we're going to hell. Hand in crazy ass hand. Little Eva, thank you. Alan burning this stuff was some psycho serial killer stuff. She likes a treat. Alan needs therapy from his childhood and this now. Danny M, hashtag crazy crew, Team Terrell.
Yes.
Happy Garden, hashtag Team Terrell. Tear it up, burn it up, break it up. Redefine me, I'm Team Terrell too. That's fine. Kimberly Williams, Team Terrell.
Yep.
Toya C, back to the GOT reference. Draconis, yep. Game of Thrones that be.
I'm telling you, I was Denzel Washington in Glory watching him tear those pictures. I'm like, tear it up, tear it up, tear it up. I loved it.
Oh, CXM, I pushed the guy in the bushes and he was on crutches. Oh, boy.
Wait. But what did he do?
His name was David. Sweetie Pie says, Yachty, never put out a candle with your fingers. Hand on a small fire is not that deep. Not these hands. These are soft.
Yeah, like woman.
Hey, sticks and stones, homie. That's how I got married. let's switch from these two, this crazy couple, to another crazy couple, MM and Ikechi. And MM with her, my mom wishes him peace.
But I wish him the worst.
Again, all you did was play into Ike's hands in this whole setting. She yep. literally fell into the trap, and she looked at it and said, this looks like a trap. Dove headfirst in.
Yeah.
Why? I've had your back all season. This? Nah.
I'm because sorry. She told us a long time ago, you show me a clown, I'll show you a circus.
Yeah, I guess she
and bought it. She took a lot of crap from him.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was her night to say, you know what? I'm getting all this off my chest. And I loved every bit of it.
What did I tell you was going to happen at the reunion? What he did there is exactly what he's going to do at the reunion.
Yeah.
And that's how he's going to justify himself. It doesn't matter. I'm not wasting my breath on somebody that's not even listening. I'm not doing
it. Yeah. That. In theory, you shouldn't. But when you're going through it.
In reality,
you're putting up with what MM has put up with from this dude. Yes.
Thank you, Melissa.
You let him have it.
She's better than that. Exactly.
I told you I'm petty. So.
Here we go. Kayla, I loved it.
Thank you.
Michelle, I can get it too. Jesus Christ. I'm assuming Auntie misspelled my name here. That's because I'm assuming everybody thinks I'm wrong in this one. But
you are wrong. Yeah, you got to rage. Let that stuff out. She was right for letting that out on that dude. He earned every bit of the smoke.
Mimi, I was here for all her shenanigans. thank you, Lucy B. Ike was outside doing the Birdman hand rub after that. See, I told y'all.
Doesn't matter. I loved it. I think my favorite part was the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only did she have to get some words off her chest, which I appreciated, I was like, yes, go girl. You say what you have to say. Mm-hmm. And I wish you the worst with the look and everything of like disgust. Then I also gave you a list of therapists near your shitty apartment. There's some therapists that you might be able to afford. And also, I'm giving you instructions on how to do a proper divorce form. It was beautiful.
It was, but I don't like to see her take it to the flow. Okay?
Oh.
When they go low, what did our forever first lady say? We go high.
And what happened to our democracy since then trying to go high? What happened?
Y'all so voted. Y'all decided
sometimes,
to stay home.
Sometimes going low works.
Hey, I've got at least one person that agrees with me. Sorry, Terrell.
No, that's your burner account.
It is, actually.
You're doing that from your phone. You're in the live on a different thing on your phone.
Happy Gardner says, MM said, someone had to do it. Yes. Mimi said, there's nothing he can do to redeem himself. Absolutely. Nothing. I agree. That's why doing that was unnecessary. Exactly. I mean,
it was necessary.
Even Dr. Pierre was like, girl, what you doing? In front of white folks.
Yeah, but she should have said, hey, Dr. P, remember you kept telling me I should live with this dude?
Now,
after telling you all I was doing?
So where's the smoke for the experts?
I don't need to hear anything out of your mouth either, or else you're going to get it.
For the expert.
Yeah, give me 5 minutes. I'll write you a letter, Dr. P. That's what MM was going to say. Give me 5 minutes. Let me write you a letter real quick.
That's what she should have done. Not to him, because he's not listening. He doesn't care. Leave him alone. It doesn't matter. What you going to do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done. Again, just want to point it out because it's the only one.
That's great. You have your one believer. There's a lot of people with me who will rage when I need to rage. If I send out a chat to everybody like, hey, guys, I'm dealing with some stuff. Get to Austin, Texas. Meet me here. I need to know who on my team's going to show up. And I feel like there's some people here who will ride with me.
They will.
You, on the other hand, be turning the other cheek.
Kimberly says, that's my wife agreeing with me. Freedom says, Dr. Pia loved it. She did, but she couldn't act like that. Oh, my God. All right. Look, let's get to this. This is what we waited for, and they gave it to us in the last 8 minutes of the show, right?
Yeah.
Madison and David, our new couple. And it's interesting to listen to Madison turn into a Karen before she even gets there, because she doesn't want to be berated, right? I'm human and no one knows what it's like to be in this situation, and I hope the experts show me grace. I'm not walking in this to be told I did something wrong. But you did.
Yeah. How are her aunties? You said, baby.
I know what I did was wrong, but I don't need you to tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. No. What? Yeah. I'm not. Don't tell me what I did was wrong or I'm a bad person. Like, you are a bad person and you're wrong. So just get the smoke. Sometimes you got to deal with the consequence of your actions. You just got to go in there and take it.
It's called accountability. And it's something that I started the top of the year off with my team talking about accountability. And like IMO says, Madison doesn't want to be accountable at all. And neither does David. Right. And I like how the experts, when they sat down, first of all, did you notice the hug they gave each other when they walked in, right? Because Madison walks in, and when David comes in, they gave each other a nice little, hey, this is my homie hug. That was a very familiar hug. But then the experts let them tell their lie first.
Yeah, but, you know, they had to be like, hey, we're in this together. Keep your story straight.
45 minutes on the treadmill. Treadmill.
Don't forget, we've never touched each other beyond this. Remember, stick to the story. Stick to the story. That's what it was. They should have interviewed them in separate rooms, like they do like on Law & Order SVU. Have them in separate rooms, ask questions that way.
Because
that way they can't sit there, you know, corroborate each other's stories.
Yeah. But I like that they let them do it, right? No intimacy. We haven't been intimate. Well, I mean, unless you consider a hug intimate.
I loved that. And then Pastor Cal asked, how have you know, the fact you've been empty, they said no. Then he's like, how do you send a message saying that I want to eat you up to someone you've never been intimate with? Nothing. Well, I was just shooting my shot. And that's when Dr. P is like,
needs.
I call bullshit. Dr. P is like, y'all are straight up lying to me, to us right now.
Dr. Pia got her points back, huh? Right? Everybody's now happy with Dr. Pia. Something to be, by the way, says it was highly inappropriate or irrelevant to ask about their sexual intimacy. Are they trying to do STD tests for all the four individuals? They wouldn't have to. They don't have to do for two because the other two weren't having any sex at all. Should have stuck with how long have you been pursuing this? Do you agree?
No, I don't. Something to be, we are just totally on opposite ends this time.
This was set up from the beginning.
Because this is what we all want to know. All the viewers, we want to know, have y'all been hooking up?
Yeah,
because she's been coming home at 2-3 o'clock in the morning all the time. We want to know if they've been hooking up. So it is a great question to ask. Yeah, it's a great question to ask because we want to know. It's not irrelevant. It is relevant. Creeping in 3 o'clock in the morning while Alan's on the couch waiting for her to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Kiara says, I honestly don't think they've had intercourse. Kissing, touching, maybe going down, yes, but they found the loophole to say they didn't cheat.
Hey, if they have an orgasm, it's sex. How it happens doesn't matter. To me, that's sex.
Is that the new rule?
That's my rule. If somebody gets the leg shaking, that's y'all had sex. That doesn't matter. I don't care if y'all just kissed, you just touched it. No, that's sex. So it's intercourse, you cheated.
You touch somebody's leg and it's cold and they shiver, that's sex? The leg shakes.
Just saying, it's all sex to me. It's cheat.
Sean says eating ain't cheating. But Leah says kissing and touching is cheating.
Touching, period. Touching someone else, sex. Sorry.
Happy Gardner says penetration is sex.
Okay, penetration with what? A valid question. If that's what we're going to say, that's what, you know, sex is.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Now, the interesting part is that as they're denying the sex thing, Pastor Cal's like, well, why not? And Maz is like, because we're married. Because
we're married. Because we're married. I have morals, Pastor Cal. I'm a Christian too.
She said it like the way she said it, she's like, because we're married.
Yeah.
Like, Pastor Cal, how dare you?
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. Clutch my pearls, Pastor Cal. I'm a married woman. I would never do something like that. Lies.
There's a lot of cheating definitions in the chat. Melissa says emotional affair is cheating.
Okay, so just sex with no emotion, you're like, okay, that's not cheating. That's just exercise.
Hey, by the way, Auntie says Michelle's eyelashes give her lies away every time, and I'm with Terrell tonight. I think he reduced down to 4 pages of notes.
At one point, I stopped taking notes. I was just like, these MFs here. And I just had to just sit and just watch. And just watched all the crap that happened. I just stopped taking notes. I'm like, let me just watch. And just enjoy this as a viewer because I can't believe all the lies that's coming out right now.
So interesting. Okay. Because Auntie pointed out the eyelashes gave away the lies, right? Michelle's laugh. I heard somebody say that before, that Michelle's laugh gives away the lie. But David, believe what you want. That's another
I can't tell. Control how you feel. That's his lie. You believe what you want. He said that to Michelle both times that he lied to her.
Yes.
And each time it was a different lie.
Yo, the interesting thing though, right, Pastor Cal broke out that Madison wanted a white man.
Yeah.
He said he broke out the fact that Madison is Jenny Mai.
Mm-hmm.
She likes her dark meat on the side.
No. Madison is like a lot of white girls in college.
Sarah Palin?
They try some things. They venture out. They'll hook up with that black dude in college, but then, you know, they're gonna go marry a white guy. And she even says, look, I've dated black guys before, but if I was looking to marry a stranger, I'd want them to be white.
Yes.
I said, did you just say that out loud?
She did.
If I wanted to marry a stranger, I want them to be a white man. But I've been around some black guys before, but marriage? No, I need that to be serious.
Yes.
The way God intended. White person.
But did you catch David's face when she was saying that? And I wanted them to show Pastor Cal looking at David while she's saying that. I'm like,
no, David's looking at him like he's special. Oh, wow. She normally doesn't date people like me, but there's something about me that makes her like me. God, I'm awesome.
Lady J says Madison Gibbs. I have black friends.
Look, Pastor Cal, I have a lot of black friends that I've turned down that wanted to date me. Mm-hmm. I'm not racist or anything, and I don't think that Madison is racist. I just think to say the comment, if I had to marry a stranger, I would want them to be white.
And okay, here's my
very
question.
Telling.
Is there anything wrong with that, though? To say, okay, you're willing to date everywhere, but okay, if I had a preference, my preference would be to date to marry within my race.
Is yes.
That, does that make it one way or the other?
Yes, it's still wrong.
Why is that
Here's
wrong?
Here's why. Because if you're going to get to the point that you're going to try to go on this experiment, it's to say that the way you try to date hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. So why not let the experts do their thing? And if you're open to all races, say you're open to all races. But don't say, I'm normally open to all races, but if I was going to marry somebody that I didn't meet, I need them to be a white man.
Well, shame. No. Make sure she didn't end up with a thug. Jay Sazo said she kept it a book. It's, I mean, C. Graham says, yeah, but not Alan White.
Yeah.
Alan had a little too much flavor. See, he even brought seasoning with him. He brought his own seasoning. He
didn't trust
that Big House would have any seasoning.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's a lot in here. Like Misty Blue saying, I appreciate Cal for saying that. That was payback for him looking for making him look stupid. The other thing was when David said, well, was this ever really a message?
A marriage.
And Pastor Cal's like, yeah, it was on day one.
Yes, it was.
But why did Pastor Cal lie? Why did he say Michelle was turning the corner?
No. She turned the corner to go into another room to talk some shit. But she never turned the corner on liking David. That never happened. Never happened. So like that never was a thing. Mm-hmm. And David keeps trying to make it seem like it's her fault that he fell into the treadmill arms of Madison because she wasn't doing anything for him. It's like, dude, just own it. Say, I tried to talk to her. She doesn't like me. I found someone else I liked. All okay. Mm-hmm. Totally okay to have done that.
Okay. So here's the thing. She never tried. And that's why I kept calling her out on that last week. I know everybody like, oh, my God, you must be pro cheating. No, I am anti being mean to somebody just for the hell of being mean for it. Right. And that's what she was. I didn't say that he was right for what he did. We're never going to say that what David did was right. And especially what Madison did was right. It wasn't. They're both wrong. Dead wrong. Especially Madison for how she led on Alan. It doesn't mean because that Michelle was mean that David was right. He was wrong, but that doesn't make Michelle any less mean. And so Pastor Cal saying she was trying and she was turning the corner, I'll be damned. I've watched since season one. And to his point, there have been women who have turned the corner, season one especially, turned that corner from crying at the damn wedding. I mean, bawling at the damn wedding, right?
Yeah.
To turning around, being in love and dropping babies in the house, not even going to the hospital. So we didn't see any of that from Michelle. So stop that lie. Stop that lie.
No, I agree with that. Pastor Cal's lying that she tried to turn it around. No, she didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was terrible. Now, here's the thing. They asked him, is there something there for in the future? And of course, David's like, yes.
Yeah. Heavy feelings, and even says that he's smitten by Madison, and he said he wants to see something come from this. Madison's like, slow down.
Yeah, because again, this is the third time in this episode that Madison has said nah. First time he thought they were just doing it for the cameras. Second time she says it with the girls, and they're like, "Yeah." Camille's like, "I think David thinks it's more than that."
Yeah.
And then this point, you see it again. And you're like, "Ooh."
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Tehu says, Madison's like, "Meh."
Yeah.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was cool. You know, you're my first Latino, and this was fun.
Yeah, Michelle says Madison was like, again, I prefer a white man. I said what I said. Globe Hopper says, but aren't they still together?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to all the Reddit stuff that comes out and all that. Some of that stuff, I don't try to look into it because if they are, great. If they're not, I'm talking about what I saw on the show today. I can't say, well, they're married now and they have kids and I should know what they did was wrong. If they're still together, great. But what they did in this was wrong.
And what I was talking about before, because you didn't see it, as Holly points out, season one was real. Homegirl, who was Jamie, cried because of his face. She saw his face and cried. Like, she thought that he was repulsive. She didn't mince words. Now look at them. They were hosting specials. They got a bunch of kids.
I wonder how often he brings it up.
I would every day.
Every time you complain about me, but it's Terrell, you never take the trash out. Really? Let me play this video for you real quick. That's you. Crying. Because you thought I was so ugly.
You gotta just.
And I got over that.
You don't even
I
say
got
anything.
Over that.
Click.
Yeah, I got over that. So you're gonna have to get over this trash. Anything else you want to talk about? Any arguments she'd bring up, I'm like, really? Let me play this.
Oh my god. this was a great episode, though. Like Terry G says, the reunion is going to be lit. Do we really need Decision Day? I know they're going to have it, but do we really need it?
Well, it's going to be I'm wondering what they're going to add into it, because there's no way 2 hours is going to take up two couples.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm wondering what else they're going to put into that mix.
Yeah.
To add some drama.
Living to do? I can answer that for you. No.
No, I did not. I didn't start watching till season 13 was 13. the first season I watched was season 13.
Yeah. After I put it like this. After we saw Chris, I saw, Terrell has to do the show because he made me watch that Black Bachelor, the first Black Bachelor.
I didn't. You stopped telling that lie, sir.
Whatever. which reminds me, quick question before we get out of here, as Connie Poodle Mom says she loves some petty Terrell. Is Chris now removed as the number one Married at First Sight villain? Ladies, can you finally take him down from the number one spot? Because we've been pleading this case for a while. Not because we think he was a saint, but there have been some terrible people since Chris.
I would say if David had slept with Michelle,
damn,
and then slept with Madison, he would take the lead as the worst villain. But I think Chris might still have
his wife. Madison
apparently
should be the number
one
cheat.
Villain. Apparently they didn't cheat. They just been working out together.
Well, Madison needed it because she led Alan on. Kept giving him hope, holding his character. Chris never let it be known. He hit it, and then it was like every man that has ever been to the club woke up the next morning like, damn, no. At least Queen Empress finally said he's number two. She likes the tweet, said Ike took Chris's spot. Thank you, finally. But y'all said, damn, y'all are, thank you. IMO says yes. Happy Gardener, no. Miss Brown Sugar, nah, he earned it. D. Michelle, he F. Paige, but he didn't cheat on her. he gave us some good moments. Damn. Okay. All right. I'm gonna Chris, I tried, brother. I tried. I know you're trying to do, I know you're doing good in them Atlanta streets, but I tried. I will say this. Chris did not come on the show and say, hey, don't ask me this, don't ask me that. He was just like, he just said, okay, I'm here. And we talked. And that's what happened. I'm not rewriting history, Danny. Stop it. Damn, Sly. Eh? Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
Paige, y'all thinking more about this than Paige. Thank you. K-Woo, Paige is now engaged and has a child. Yeah, she's not even thinking about this.
No, she thinks about it. Sorry.
Yo, y'all so bad.
If everyone else in this chat thinks about Chris from season 12, oh, Paige knows people are thinking about this.
Jesus Christ. Y'all are mean, man. One day, Chris, one day, Ike tried to take the crown, and then David tried to take the crown. I think Madison took it. So you're probably number four on the list right now, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to get out of here, man?
Yep. All right. I got to eat.
Don't forget, Sunday we'll be back. Love is Blind, episodes 7 through 9. Next Monday, Ready to Love. And then back here next week for Decision Day. No, maybe. And that's the answers that we're going to get next Wednesday right here. Do us a favor, please, out of all the black queens, all the white queens, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. Stacy, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.